神有说不尽的恩赐。
And just as the topic that we just heard, which is the indescribable gift of God.
啊，所以见证啊是永远讲不完的。
We have unlimited testimonies to share.
我们等一下还要再继续。
And we shall continue more testimonies in this session.
啊，这次见证会呢，邀请陈淑晶姐妹啊上来见证。
And we will invite Sister Su Jing Chen to share with us her story.
那我们现在做一个简短的祷告啊，求神带领见证会。
And let's kneel down and pray to pray for God's guidance.
好，一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
都有一个无形的十字架要背。
Every one of us have an invisible cross we must personally bear.
那十字架的重量、长度啊，每一个人也不一样。
The weight of the cross, dimensions of the cross for everyone is different.
但是呢，主耶稣啊，都一直站在我们的身旁。
Lord Jesus, we know, as always, will stand by our side.
陈姐妹呢，她也要见证啊，主耶稣怎么来帮助她走过这段艰辛的岁月。
And Sister Chen will now testify of how the Lord Jesus stood by her through trials and tribulations.
希望从他的见证当中啊，能够带给我们一个希望，一个力量。
May her testimony give us strength and encouragement.
我们的神是刚刚所见证成全到的神。
The God we believe in is a true living God that Preacher Chen also just testified about.
也是陈姐妹的神。
He is the God of Preacher Chen, also God of Sister Chen.
也是我们大家的神。
He is also our own God.
好，那我们现在就请陈姐妹上来做见证。
Now we invite her to come testify.
我们请一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.
奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
感谢神有这么美好的机会，能够在我们俄然教会数算主的恩典。
I thank God for this wonderful opportunity that I am able to bear His witness here.
求主耶稣的灵亲自带领。
May the Spirit of Lord Jesus Christ personally
guide. 能够让神的名得荣耀，弟兄姐妹得造就。
That the name of Lord Jesus Christ will be glorified and everyone will be edified.
首先我来谈我如何信主。
And first, I'd like to tell everyone how I first came to Christ.
在我 baby 的时候，我生病得很严重。
When I was a baby, I suffered severe illness.
父母亲都一直用想尽办法找医生，这样要治疗。
My parents looked for all different ways and doctors to try to help me.
但是就是没有办法。
But no one could help me.
就是不能吃东西，不想吃东西这样。
My problem was as a baby, I could not take food.
所以我爸爸就去找那个鸡童问。
Or that I didn't want to eat at all, and so my father actually went to a witch doctor.
那鸡童就告诉我爸爸说，你这个女儿是养不活的。
And so the witch doctor actually told him that.Your daughter cannot be nurtured, cannot be, will not survive.
因为我的一个第二个哥哥过世了，他没有伴要找我去作伴。
So his reasoning was that because my deceased second brother wants to take me as his dead companion.
在这个关键的时刻。
And during this time of consideration difficulty.
我有一个远亲的姑妈。
I had a distant relative, a auntie.
也就是我们俄然教会。谢知识的外婆
which is the maternal grandmother of our deacon Shay.
她知道我的情况以后，她来我家来帮我祷告。
And she heard about our situation, so she came to our house to pray for me.
很奇妙，她帮我祷告以后，我就可以吃东西。
Miraculously, after she prayed for me, I was able to start taking food.
后来就叫罗东教会的弟兄姐妹们。帮我带祷。
And then a church arranged for Luodong Church in Taiwan's brothers and sisters to continue to come to visit me to pray for me.
那我就一天一天的好起来。
And I slowly recovered day by day.
在小时候只有知道说我是信耶稣的。
And so from the time I was very small, I always knew I am a believer of Jesus Christ.
但是不知道是真耶稣教会。
But at that time, I didn't go to True Jesus Church yet.
所以在我们三星乡有一个长老会。
I was attending the Presbyterian Church in our village.
每一个礼拜天，我跟我两个妹妹都会去那边聚会。
Every Sunday, me and my younger sister would attend Sunday worship.
那是因为还很小。
Because we're so small,
所以我们的邻居，我的朋友，他知道我们信耶稣，常常笑我们信耶稣死了没有人哭。
And so when we went to church, our friends would actually laugh at us and scoff, saying that if you believe in Jesus, then when you die, nobody will cry for you.
就等到我念初中的时候
，When I was in middle school,
我的大姐，她就告诉我，我们的教会不是。我们乡下这个教会。
And then my older sister said to me, "Do you know our real church is not this church that we're attending right now?"
后来她偷偷带我去罗东教会。
And secretly she took me to attend True Jesus Church in Luo Dong, Taiwan.
在去教会聚会的时候，我不知道，我自己也不知道，这神的话就很奇妙，就一直在吸引我。
And when I went there, really.Wonderful thing happened. The word of God was very attractive and drawing me closer and closer.
但是我们都没有办法，我爸爸他不可能让我们去教会。
But for some reason, my father refused us to go to the True Jesus Church.
所以每一次偷偷去教会回来，我还有我两个妹妹都被打得很厉害。
So every time we would go to church secretly, me and my two younger sisters, every time we come back from church, we would be beaten very badly by our father.
所以因为我大姐的缘故，所以我们台湾话说我们的信，我问我们我家人的信仰就是虽然过世面哈。
So my older sister, I was already married, so she could go to the True Jesus Church.
结果我们就我跟我一个哥哥偷偷跑去受洗。
And later on, me and my one of my brothers actually secretly went to receive water baptism at True Jesus Church.
信仰很不自由。
We didn't have any freedom.
但是每一次听到神的话，神的话就一直在吸引我的。
But every time we heard the word of God at church, it was so attractive to me.
所以等到我初中要毕业的时候
，So when I was about to graduate from middle school,
刚好罗东有一个罗东商职，就是晚上的给一个大人的学校这样。
And Luo Dong School, they actually had a community service, an adult school held at church.
所以我想说，因为刚那个罗东教会每天晚上都有聚会的。
And at Luo Dong Church, they would have services every evening.
所以我就想说，那我如果去念这个学校，我可以常常去教会聚会。
And I thought to myself, if I were to be enrolled in this adult school, then I can go to church all the time.
所以我没有念那个白天的高中。
So I didn't go to a high school that was a daytime high school.
那我就跟这些年纪大的人就一起上学这样。
So I actually enrolled myself in the evening school, the adult school, which is with older people.
因为它是夜校，所以它很轻松。
Because it was a night school, it was actually very easy to.
每一次我免得签了以后，我就偷偷跑去教会。
And I would go in and just sign my name and then.Run to church for service.
所以三年当中，很快的就这样毕业。
So after 3 years, I successfully passed the high school course there.
其实我没有读什么书。
In the adult school, but actually I didn't really study at all.
等到毕业以后，我就想说，那这样不行，还要再想办法。
But then after graduating, I realized I didn't learn anything, so I had to do something.
学校再写两年的打字。
And then so I went to a school to learn how to type for 2 years. 两
年完了以后，我又想办法，我去跟罗东一个日本老师学习做衣服。
And then I later on I went to a Japanese teacher who was in the Luo Dong Church who taught me how to make clothes.
这当中就是一直想要去教会这样。
Because all my purpose was to find any excuse to be close to church to attend church services.
后来有一次我爸爸。他很生气。
One time, my father was extremely angry with me.
他说明天一定你们全部都要来拜拜。
He said that all of you tomorrow you must all come to worship the idol.
那我就不知道，我就跑去问我大姐。
And I didn't know what to do, so I went to ask my oldest sister.
我大姐就教我说，爸爸如果叫你拜的时候，你拿到香的时候，你就跟主耶稣说，这个不是我的意思，是我爸爸的意思。
And so my oldest sister said, once he gives you the incense to worship and bow before the idol, you need to hold the incense in your hand. You need to tell Lord Jesus and pray to him and say, this is not my will, but it is the will of my father.
那我回到家的时候，我家开布店，有一个走廊，都有放一只椅子在那边。And
so when I went home, actually my family had a fabric store, so I was, there was a chair in the hallway.
我回来的时候我不敢进去，就看到都很安静。 我就不敢今天就坐在那个椅外面的椅子上。
And I sat in that chair, that bench, because I was afraid to go inside my home.
那我爸爸就从里面进出来。
And I saw my father coming out of the home.
他看到我坐在那里。
He saw me sitting on a bench.
他出来就看我坐在那，啪就一直啪下去。
And as soon as he saw me, he beat me really hard.
因为是走廊。 走廊人很多地方在走来走去。He
slapped me so hard, but there were so many people walking in the corridors. They saw what was happening.
要打进来里面给你打吧。And
I said to my, I was thinking, why did you hit me when everyone can see me? You can hit me when I go inside privately.
感谢神，我进来的时候刚好我妈妈从厨房出来。And
when I went inside the house, I saw my mom come out immediately.
我就蹲在我妈妈旁边，爸爸要打我。And
I scooted. Next to my mom, and she knew that my father was about to beat me again.
我妈妈忽然间就勇敢起来。And
my mother suddenly found courage.
我说你这个老头子，我今天要跟你拼了。And
then my mother said one thing. She said, "You old man, I'm going to stand here and fight today."
这些小孩子都是主耶稣救他的，你为什么一直要逼他败？
I'm going to make the stand today because all these children are the children of God. How dare you persecute them like this?
后来我就。 自己就一直想说，我以后啊，我结婚了，一定要嫁一个很有信心的弟兄。So
I said to myself, when I grow up, I want to marry a very brother who has a lot of good faith.
刚好有一次罗东灵恩会。One
time there was a spiritual congregation at Luodong Church.
派来一个神学生，年轻的。And
there was a young theological student who came.
哦，我吓了一跳。
And I was surprised.
教会的传道还有年轻的。I
didn't know that these their preachers in Trudy's church are young preachers.
因为以前都是一些年纪比较大的来帮忙。Because
usually they're older preachers that come to visit whenever we have events.
所以我不知道还有年轻的传道。So
I was surprised that there are young preachers also in our church.
那我就放在祷告里面。So
I put it in prayer.
求主耶稣带领我。I
asked Lord Jesus to guide.
下一个传道应该是很好。
It should be very wonderful to be able to marry a preacher. Because the heavenly journey is so difficult to traverse.
他可以拉我，我可以轻松一点。
If he has very good faith, he can pull me along and help me in my faith.
就这样我就差不多祷告差不多半年。
And so I prayed in this way for half a year.
我还配上四个条件。 还有四个条件。
I also have four criteria for my marriage partner. First one.
就是第一次。 介绍一次就好，一次就可就好。
If someone was to matchmake me, I just want to be introduced one time. That's it.
第二，要他要当传道。
Secondly, I want this person to be a preacher.
第三，个性不要差太多。
Thirdly, that we're not too different and be compatible in personality.
第四，还要长得好看。
Fourthly, yes. Fourthly, he has to be very good looking.
其实很对不起神。
And so, actually, I was quite sorry to God.
因为我不配。
Because I'm not worthy.
但主耶稣就这么爱我,
but Lord Jesus loves me so much.
借着林崇照长老娘的介绍,
and through introduction of Elder Lin's wife,
因为我就结婚了,
I got married.
感谢神结婚了以后,
and after I got married, God blessed me with a son and daughter.
林心怡, 还有林怡文,
Cindy Lin and Stephen Lin.
他们 在主的保守下，都在主里面很平安的长大。
And thank God, under the protection and grace of God, they have grown up in the Lord.
后来还蒙神祝福，我多两个孩子。
And later on, I have two more children.
Jordan 跟 Judy.
Which is my son and daughter-in-law, Jordan and Judy.
四个可爱的孙子。
And now I also have four beautiful grandchildren.
神的恩典。
Also in the Lord and a blessing of the Lord.
结婚了十年，将近十年后。
After marrying for 10 years.
先生的软弱。
The weaknesses of my husband.
我开始走这一条属灵的征战生活。
Started to be revealed, so I started to walk on a spiritual battle of life.
主耶稣的爱。
But the Lord,
在我很无助的时候
，The Lord continued to sustain me during the most difficult times.
主耶稣让我的儿子做过一梦。
One time, my son had a spiritual dream.
啊，那时他是八岁。
At that time, he was only 8 years old.
有一天礼拜天，我们那个时间都是很累的，就是一直祷告了，不知道怎么办。
At that time, we often prayed because we didn't know what to do.
主耶稣给我的儿子做这个异梦，很长。
And at that time, my son saw the spiritual dream that God had given him.
他说我们全家人在这里吃饭。
He said he saw in a dream that our entire family was eating here at this table.
我们看进去我们的家里。
And he could look into our family through the house outside.
在爸爸妈妈的主卧室里面，走一个跟爸爸很像的魔鬼。
Master bedroom, there appeared a demon who looked just like my husband.
全部跟爸爸很像，可是他不是爸爸。
He looked like my husband, but he looks like daddy, but he was not daddy.
爸爸看到他了以后很生气。
And when his real daddy saw this demon daddy, he was very angry.
他就将他的头把他砍掉。
And so the real daddy cut off the head of this demon daddy.
爸爸的手有拿到一个您那个宝剑，有十字架的花光。
And in his hand was a sword with a cross that was shining.
结果那个头砍掉以后，他的面具都掉下来，他很难看的面具。
And then when he cut off the head, then a mask fell off and saw it was a very ugly face.
后来地面上忽然就有一堆血。
And then there was a whole bunch of blood on the floor.
血里面有两个眼睛在那里转来转去。
And in the blood.Pool of blood, there was two eyes that were still circling there.
因为头转掉，他也没有死。
And even though the head was cut off, that demon was still alive.
后来爸爸就把他刺他的心。
And then later, the father, daddy, pierced his heart with a sword.
这个魔鬼才死掉。
And that's when the demon was vanquished.
那当这样的时候，诶，什么？我的主卧室还有很多人在讲话。
And then all of a sudden, there was people talking in the master bedroom.
爸爸就去打开。
And so daddy went to open the door.
一打开门，那个一堆的魔鬼就这样挤出来。
And when he opened the door, there's a whole bunch of demons that rushed out of the room.
因为爸爸他只有一个人，所以那个魔鬼挤出来的时候，他被他挤倒了。
And so because daddy was only one person, so all these demons forced attack on him and he finally fell.
所以爸爸就叫我说，伊芙娜来帮助爸爸。
Overran him. And so at that time, my son saw that I called out to him and said, come, help your daddy.
爸爸叫我的时候，我就赶快，我们家有很多小孩子说是灵顿宝剑，手拿的地方都有十字架花光。
At that time, he saw that the children all had small, shining, cross-like swords.
他讲到这里的时候，我就问他说：“啊，妈妈跟姐姐去哪里？爸爸怎么只有叫你？”
And so at that time, I asked him, "How come Daddy only called you to help fight in battle, but where was I and sister?"
他说：“爸爸妈妈，你跟姐姐在那阳台那边祷告。”
And he said, "In the dream, you and sister was praying."
他说：“起初姐姐很害怕。”
At the patio, and at first, sister was very afraid.
后来姐姐就不害怕了。
But afterwards, sister became not afraid.
她说当时爸爸的这里心，她就手拿到她衣服，她说这里心跳得很快。
And then he could see that daddy's heart was pounding very fast.
不像我们正常人。
He could see it, and so it was not normal.
后来她就看到主耶稣在这边，天使在这边。
And then
两个天使。
He saw Lord Jesus appear and two angels appeared.
主耶稣就叫这两个天使下来帮助爸爸。
Lord Jesus commanded the two angels to come down and help daddy.
天使下来到爸爸的肩膀上，两个肩膀上的时候。
And when the angels came down to the shoulders of daddy,
爸爸就不怕了。
Daddy was not afraid anymore.
后来他就帮助。后来他讲到这里的时候，我就问他说：“哎呀，天使是什么样子？”
And I asked him, "What did the angels look like?"
头发有没有跟妈妈一样
？What did their hairs look like mine?
他说不是，他很亮。
No, their hair is very bright.
还有我说他是，你看他是男生还是女生
？Are they male or female?
他说好像男生又好像女生，他搞不清楚。
I can't really tell their gender. Can't tell if they're male or female.
后来就全部的魔鬼，爸爸。就他，我儿子帮助他，他就全部把他杀掉。
So, with the son's help, daddy and son vanquished all the demons.
但是最后那一个魔鬼他很厉害。
But there was one final demon that was super strong.
杀掉他了以后，下面也有一堆血。
After cutting him down, there was still a pool of blood.
在血的里面伸出一株魔鬼的手。
And out of the pool of blood came out a devil's hand.
抓住了爸爸的脚跟。
And grabbed hold of his ankle.
后来
Daddy's ankle.
我没有问他主耶稣像什么。
I didn't ask him what Jesus, Lord Jesus looks like.
他说主耶稣有下来是宝剑给爸爸，爸爸才将他刺死。
So then he saw.Lord Jesus come down and give a sword to Daddy, and Daddy was able to defeat this demon.
我们家就开了很多的花。
At that time, there were many flowers that opened up.
他说他忍不住就去摘。
Bloomed around the house, and he went and picked one of these flowers.
结果他会跑回去。
And saw that the blooming flowers.
很漂亮，就是天国的花，就是有生命的。
Was like it's in heaven. The flowers don't die.
后来一个东西就不给他做。
And he couldn't pick it because it would fly back to be alive again.
那这个异梦，其实那长老说我们是有得胜。
Spiritual dream. When I ask Elder Shea, he said that shows that you should become victorious.
那我就抓住这个异梦，神就一直加添我信心，一直走下去。
And with this encouragement from the spiritual dream, I was able to continue forward on my journey of faith.
传道书七章第十四节说：“一亨通的日子，你们当喜乐；一遭患难的日子，你们当思想。”
Ecclesiastes 7:14 says, "In the day of prosperity, be joyful; but in the day of adversity, consider."
所以我就问主耶稣说：“你到底要我学什么？”
And so I asked Lord Jesus, "What did you want me to learn from this adversity?"
我不要白白受苦。
I don't want to just suffer in without meaning,
without purpose. 真的很认真的求问神。
And so I really diligently pray to God, "Why is all these things happening to me?"
第二天的时候。
And on the second day.
有三位姐妹，两个是电话，一个是直接黄昏跑来我家里来讲我三点的缺点。
God used three sisters to inform me of my weaknesses.
第一个姐妹她打电话给我。
First sister was by phone.
她说不好意思。
She called me and said I'm sorry.
她在教会的时候看到我的时候都不敢亲近我。
Did you know when I see you at church, I'm afraid to approach you?
我好像就是不会打招呼，也不会笑。
Because you do not smile and you do not greet.
好像很冷漠的，让弟兄姐妹看起来就是很冷漠。
As if you're a very cold person.
还有一个另外一个姐妹。
A second person.
这个是打电话的。
Called me also.
因为我上堂会唱灵歌。
That said, sometimes when I pray, I will sing spiritual songs.
她说，唱灵歌也会唱灵歌的弟兄姐妹，会让弟兄姐妹感觉到她好像信仰很好。
So the second sister called me and said, usually people who can sing spiritual songs, people consider them to have better,
但是他们看到我好像不是这样。
Better spirituality than others, but what they see of me is not the case.
没有好的行为。
That I do not have good conduct in my life.
哦，电话挂下，我一直说你们爱我好了，我知道这个从神来的。
And I said, I thank you for your speaking the truth in love because I know this is from God.
我电话挂上去的时候，我这个心呢，就像。好像那个一直刀啊，在割你这样。
And after I hung up on the phone, I was shaking. I felt very badly.
第三个姐妹。
And the third sister.
跑来我家。
Came to my home that evening.
跟我说我是专顾自己。
That my problem is that I only care about myself. I'm self-centered.
哇，在神的面前我是这样的一个人。
And I realized this is what I appear in front of God.
求主耶稣怜悯加添我力量。
So I asked God to forgive me and mercy on me.
求主耶稣帮助我学习。
Ask God to teach me.
从那天开始，我都往这个目标一直在学习。
To change me, and from that day forward, I try my best to transform under God's help.
后来，那个时候我是在大同教会。
At that time, I was in Da Tong Church in Taiwan.
大同教会的季长老很有爱心，聚完会他邀请我到他家坐。
Elder G invited me to his home after service.
我跟他说不会，我会靠主耶稣，我会得胜。
Regarding this tribulation I was facing, I said to him, "Don't worry, I will rely on Jesus Christ to have victory."
那天晚上我回到家。
And that night when I went home.
晚上我睡觉的时候。
When I was sleeping.
忽然间有一只很大只的那个腿很黑，就这样飘在我压在我的身上。
There was a very big leg, that.
非常的黑，非常的黑。
A very black leg that flew over and just.
它压到我身上的时候，我。 我没有办法呼吸，很难受。
And pressed on me so hard I couldn't even breathe.
但是我要喊奉主耶稣圣名，我喊不出来。
And I want to say in the name of Jesus Christ to cast it out.
但是我也不甘心这样给他压。
But I couldn't. I was suffocating.
我就用我自己那个灵里面用这个手，我有在做衣服那个钻呀哈，钻子很尖那个钻子。就这样一直好像一直要跟他拼。
And though I didn't have the strength to yell out, but I still struggled with all my might, and I wanted to stab this thing that was trying to suffocate me.
我一直跟他拼，一直跟他拼的时候才喊出来，奉主耶稣圣名赶撒旦。
And I continued to struggle with it until finally I was able to shout out in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, Satan be gone.
就哗，马上就走了。
And then this heaviness.
哇，走了以后我整个人都。舒畅起来。
Immediately, departed from me. I felt refreshed.
我就赶快起来，我看时钟，十二点十分。
Quickly got up and I saw the time was midnight, 10 minutes past midnight.
我就跪下来，我说主耶稣，你的名真的很好用。
And then I knelt down and said, Lord Jesus, your name is indeed powerful.
就是因为这样，我每天早晨都坐公车去大同教会祷告。
Every morning I would take the bus to go to the morning prayer at Da Tong Church.
大同教会是在第六楼。
大同 Church is on the sixth
floor. 很多弟兄姐妹，他们上班了也好，很多弟兄姐妹早上会去那边祷告。
And many brothers and sisters will also come to the morning prayers at Da
Tong. 我想说去那边祷告，他们弟兄姐妹看到我，他们会帮我祷告。
And I thought that if I go there to pray, other brothers and sisters seeing me there will also pray for me.
有一天我比较晚。
One day I was later.
我去的时候都没有人。
Than usual, and there was no one there.
那我说没有人，我就。跪在姐妹的第二排的第一个位置。
And so I knelt at the second pew, the first place.
因为没有人，我就晃我全部的声音啊，全部哭啊，就一直哭，哭得很大声。
No one was there. I was able to pray to God and cry out loud and pour out my heart toward God.
我在祷告的中间，我忽然间我没有睁开眼睛。
In the middle of prayer, suddenly I didn't open my eyes.
我一直感觉到有一个人从。有一个人从这边一直走过来
I felt a presence
跪到第一排那个中间
presence come walk toward the first row
这是我灵里面的那种感觉
And this is what I sense in the spirit
那我一直想说是不是在顾教会堂的安阿姨啊
And I
她要来帮我祷告
might be the caretaker of church coming to pray for me
那我就不管她了我就继续祷告
so, I just ignored it And I continued to pray
在祷告当中就是有听到脚步声上来第六楼
And then I heard the footsteps coming up to the sixth floor.
又关门又出去。
Open a door, come in, and then go out.
当我祷告完了以后。
And after prayer,
我转过来看。
I turned around to look.
哎，这边没有人呐。
There was no one there.
那我就下到楼下。
I went downstairs.
那刚好那个周慧佳长老当啊，刚好在那边临时帮忙，他在那边看报纸，在第一楼。
And Elder Zhou was there, actually in the first floor, and he was.
我就问他说，刚才。你有没有去楼上
He was reading newspaper and I asked him, Did you go upstairs before?
他说有
He said yes.
我说那里还有没有人在那边祷告
And then, did you find anyone else praying there?
他说没有，只有你自己
He said no, I only saw you praying there.
他这样讲，我就一直感觉到很奇怪
And when he said this, I thought it was kind of strange.
回到家，我打电话给谢顺道长老
And when I went home, I called Elder Shea.
谢顺道长老没有听清楚
And he didn't understand what I was saying.
哦，对不起，我还有一个中间漏了。
Oh, sorry, I missed something.
我刚才哭的时候，有人来帮我祷告的时候。
And while I was crying, I felt someone coming.
忽然间，我的灵里面感觉到，哎，这个人起来，站起来。
Coming to pray with me for me, and then
他就一直走。
I felt he stood up, and then he walked.
走到我的前面就
in front of me.
这样看我。
And looked at me.
那个时候我正在哭。
And at that time, I was crying my eyes out.
看我以后，他就走回去。
And after he looked at me, he walked away.
这个是刚才我忘了哈。
So I forgot to say this part.
结果我到楼下，我就回来，我就打电话给先生。
And therefore, when I counted all the events to Elder Shea,
没有，他没有听清楚。
Elder Shea didn't hear me properly.
他就问我说：“你会不会怕？”
He said, "Are you afraid?"
我为什么会怕
？I said, "Why would I be afraid?"
他说：“你不会怕就好，你就继续祷告。”
He said, "Oh, you're not afraid, then keep praying."
结果。他没有讲怕，我就一直怕起来。
But he didn't say afraid, and then I started getting afraid.
所以我两天不会祷告。
And for 2 days, I prayed.
我想说，我两天不会祷告，我一定会打败仗。
But 2 days, if I can't pray, that means I will be defeated in spiritual battle.
但后来有一位长老跟我说，你的灵里面是有人帮你祷告，那个应该是天使。
And then one elder said to me that when you're praying. There's probably an angel that came
后来我打电话给一个台北教会的一个传道。
And so I called another preacher.
我说我这样不会没有办法祷告，你们要我要怎么办
？I said to this preacher, I can't seem to pray anymore. What do I do?
他说没有关系，魔鬼要来 试探你的时候，一定要经过我们的主耶稣。
He says it's okay because Lord Jesus will only permit if a Satan was to come bother you.
哦，所以我就我们都会替你祷告。
It is through the permission of Jesus Christ, and we will also pray for you.
很感谢大同教会的弟兄姐妹跟这些北区的传道，所有的传道人都尽职为我祷告。
And I really thank God, all the northern preachers and the brothers and sisters of church were all praying for me on this matter.
他们还送我一个可以放在桌子上那个框框，有一个祷告的手，写，常常祷告，不可灰心。
They also gave me a frame that's with two hands enclosed that says, continue to pray and don't give up.
感谢神啊，纪念他们。
And may God remember their love.
后来。到1983年，我的先生停止。
In 1983, my husband was no longer a preacher.
后来就是说，神为我们开路来到美国。
And then God opened another way for us by bringing our family to the United States.
人的尽头真的是神的起头。
So the And a man is really the beginning of God.
压伤的芦苇，他不折断。
A bruised reed he will not break.
江产的灯火，他不吹灭。
A smoldering wick he will not snuff out.
所以耶稣的恩典，在1984年四月，我就用观光护照进入美国，求纽泽西。
Through the grace of God, I was able to obtain a tourist visa to come to the United States, my whole family, to New Jersey.
在1992年，我们都拿到公民。
In 1992, we all received citizenship.
2005年，因为儿子的工作关系，我们全家搬到加州，属于伯恩教会。
2005, because of my son's job, we all as a family came to California and went to the Bowen Park Church.
在那边住过七年。
And we lived there for 7 years.
2012年。
And then in 2012,
我的先生犯罪。
My husband sinned.
他真的很苦。
He suffered a lot.
也不知道怎么办。
We didn't know what to do.
原本我们全家人想帮助他，赦免他。
Originally, our family wanted to forgive him,
甚至也想要救他。
And want to save him.
可是他好像没有办法。
But we were unable to help him.
弟兄姐妹们，传道他们都不敢问我。
Brothers and sisters and preachers were afraid to ask us what happened.
我也不知道要怎么讲。
If they asked me, I wouldn't have known what to say.
还好，感谢神，我这些儿女就是我属灵的同伴。
But these my children were my spiritual.
只有祷告，没有其他的办法。
There was nothing else we could do other than pray
together. 祷告再祷告，祷告。
And we continued to pray about this matter.
有一天我生病。
And one day I became pretty sick.
发烧。
I had fever.
到差不多快一点的时候，我先生都回来吃中饭。
And at about 1 o'clock noontime, my husband came home to eat lunch.
他看到我没有煮饭。
He saw that he didn't make prepare a meal.
他来房间就这样摸我的额头，他就出去。
And he came to bedroom and touched my forehead and then walked out.
那我就看他回来，我就起来。
When he came up, I still pulled myself up.
起来我就跟他说，我冰箱有一个那个鸡汤，一盒鸡汤，请拿出来用。
I said, you can heat up the chicken soup I prepared for you in the fridge. 那
我就去洗手间。
And I went to the restroom.
那我说真的肉体上和精神上都很累。
At that time, I was really weak, both physically and spiritually.
我从浴室出来的时候。
And after I came out of the restroom.
我就坐在那个沙发。
I sat on the sofa.
我就这样看他，他在说什么。
I just looked at him.
那他在那边做吃泡面。
He was eating instant noodle over there.
就在桌子上那是吃泡面。
On a table.
我那个鸡汤就放在那边。
And he just ignored my chicken soup I made for him.
正当这时候，我就自己想说，哎，为什么会这样
？And at that time, I thought to myself, why is this?
为什么会这种情况
？Why do I have this situation?
当我这样想的时候
，And when I was thinking about this,
忽然间神在叫我。
And I.Felt that God was calling me.
陈淑静，你在这里做什么？
苏静 Chen, what are you doing here?
陈淑静，你在这里做什么？两次。
I said a second time, the voice said, "Su Jing Chen, what are you doing here?"
我听到这个声音。
And when I heard this voice,
我就很快的就反应。
I quickly responded.
啊，主耶稣要叫我回纽泽西啊。
Lord Jesus wants me to return back to New Jersey.
那我先生在那边，他听到我这一句话。
And when my husband heard me say this out loud,
他说你是不是在发烧啊
？He said, "Are you in fever?"
后来我就不讲话，因为没有用。
I didn't speak to him because it was useless.
等到他不在的时候，我就打电话叫我女婿买飞机票。
And when he was not home,
神要叫我回去。
I asked my son-in-law to.
在差不多一个月中间，我就回到纽泽西。
Book me a plane ticket and went back to New Jersey.
对，那个是二零一二年的八月。
That happened August of 2012.
我回去纽泽西。
And I went back to New Jersey.
当时是属于徐若坡教会。
At that time, I went to the Hillsboro Church.
到2013年。
2013,
我先生离开了我们。
My husband departed from us.
哇，那个真的是很难过。
It was very agonizing time.
我没有办法睡觉。
I couldn't sleep.
我这次就躺在床上。
And I lay in my bed.
我睡不着。
I couldn't sleep.
我开始从我灵里面，我就开始，我不是在祷告，我就睡在床上。
In spirit, I wasn't asleep, but my body was sleeping.
开始将我的心灵，这里面的灵跟主耶稣开始沟通。
And I cry out to God from the bottom of my soul.
主耶稣，我今天信主这么久了。
Lord Jesus, I've been a believer.
我怎么会睡不着觉
？For you, in you so long.
为什么我没有办法
？Why can't I have peace to sleep?
喘不过气来。
Why can't I breathe?
箴言十八章十四节说：“人有疾病，心能忍耐。”
So Proverbs 18:14 says, "The spirit of man will sustain."
心灵的忧伤谁能承担呢
？In sickness, but who can bear a broken spirit?
我在当时的情况真的感受到这一点。
I really experienced this verse of broken spirit. I had no other options.
没有办法。
I had nothing.
我就在床上一直跟神 argue.
And I kept questioning God, arguing.
不明白，一直跟他申诉。
And didn't understand why.
不是在你，在人不能，在你凡事都能吗？
Why did you let this happen to me?
你不是七十四的七十四门，你教我们的吗
？Are you not Almighty? Did you not say?
从小都在听，在从小都听听你的话。
To forgive 77 times.
我祷告那么久也没有用。
I prayed about this so long. How come you didn't help me?
那种灵里面的那个那种，其实最大我没有办法忍受，就是我好像打了一张败仗。
And a spiritual contention
好像我输给了我魔鬼
was so tense, and
让神的名没有得到荣耀这个是我 最难受的地方
worst thing was that I did not bring glory to God I had failed as if in the spiritual battle badly
主耶稣就他的两句话告诉我
but then Lord Jesus answered me just two sentences
30年前我就跟你说了
I told you 30 years ago
你的先生是戴着面具
your husband wears a mask
这场属灵的征战还没有完毕
The spiritual battle is not over. And that's all he said.
很奇妙，我就全部的重担好像都主要是帮我挑了。
And then after this, I felt refreshed as if God, Lord Jesus.
那我人还想很多，我的孙子又问我
，Taking my load.
你不是阿妈，你不是为阿公祷告三十年吗？怎么都没有效
？And my grandchildren asked me, Grandma, didn't you pray for Grandpa for 30 years? How come it didn't work?
当主耶稣跟我讲这两句话以后
then when Lord Jesus said these two things to me,
好像这些事情好像都不是我的责任了。
But then I,
神会负责。
It felt like none of this was my responsibility. That Lord Jesus will take care of everything.
就这样可就可以睡觉。
So then I was able to sleep peacefully.
在希勒坡教会以前，我有在做过宣道的工作。
In Hillsboro Church, I used to partake of evangelism.
有慕道者来，我会跟他们谈。
When truth seekers come, I will talk to them about gospel.
但是在那里，我在学了，我看我的负责人跟弟兄姐妹，他们的眼神、他们的动作，好像很不放心。我跟慕道者讲话。
But when I'm there, I could sense that the other workers were not very trusting.
我好像很不配。
Of me, as if I'm very unworthy to be able to preach to or to help these truth seekers.
非常很无力感这种感觉。
I felt so weak and so.
感谢神，在2014年的事业灵恩会。
And thank God in a spiritual convocation of April 2014.
台湾派来一位田传道。
And preacher Tian came to help us ESC.
我就在 前面祷告。
And so I went to the front to pray.
在祷告当中，主耶稣告诉我。
And during prayer, Lord Jesus said to me,
不要胆怯。
Do not be a coward.
勇往直前。
You need to boldly walk forward.
所以他加添我力量。
And he gave me strength.
我就不害怕。
So I was no longer afraid. And no longer doubtful.
就相信神会帮助。
And I believe that Lord Jesus will help me.
在领圣餐的最后一个赞美诗。
And on the last day of the spiritual convocation, the last hymn.
297首。
And sing in hymn 279.
这首诗歌，我们每一次在领圣餐的时候，传道人常常会唱这首诗歌。
And this hymn,
我也唱了很多很几十年了。
This is a hymn that often we will sing for Holy Communion, and I sang it for years.
但是在那一次唱这首诗歌的时候
，By that time when I was singing this hymn,
为主我立何志 为主297首就这样叫。你为主我立何志？那刚从开始唱诗的时候，我就。不知道自己也不知道怎么感那个灵里面就感动的开始一直哭了。
What have I given for the Lord? And so when I heard this,
四节我都没有办法唱。
And all these four verses,
我就一直看那个歌词，一直看，一直，我就一直哭，一直哭，一直哭，这样在灵里面就是一直哭，对不起。
Because when I saw these four verses, I realized what have I given to the Lord, and I felt so sorry to God.
对。2015年。
And then in 2015,
6月7日，星期天早上差不多十点左右。
Sunday morning, around 10.
主耶稣给我一个很好的答案。
Lord Jesus gave me a very good answer.
我在讲这个答案之前，我来讲这个前提。
I wanted to explain the circumstances of this answer.
我所爱的人，我的亲人，我们的传道人，我们的少数的弟兄姐妹，一个一个的离开了我们。
My dearly beloved friends, brothers, sisters, and preachers, it seems like one by one they departed from me.
说真的，我真的很纳闷。
I felt very sad.
还有看到我们的 iPad 里面，我们自己的弟兄姐妹对我们的五大教义产生了动摇。
I was also sad to see that brothers and sisters were starting to be shaken their faith to our five major doctrines.
这个五大教义是神亲自。设立的 他亲自走过了要我们去做
And these five major doctrines are things that Lord Jesus himself has commanded and given example for
是真耶稣教会的宝贝
It was revealed to True Jesus Church It is the treasure of True Jesus Church
圣灵
It is Holy Spirit
我22岁的时候求了八年才得到圣灵
And when I was 22 it took me 8 years to pray for this
当得到圣灵的时候那一种喜乐那一种满足那一种快乐
I remember when I received Holy Spirit, the satisfaction, the joy in the Spirit was unpaid.
你当时有$100,000，100万，我也不会跟你换。
Comparable, I would not give $1,000,000 for what joy I felt.
是这么的宝贝，这么的真实。
And such precious Holy Spirit and this precious doctrine of
Jesus Christ. 安息日。
And the doctrine of Sabbath.
是神为我们设立的。
It is established and given to us.
是很大的恩典。
By Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经里面也常常说他进入会堂守安息。
It is a great blessing God we see in the Bible that Lord Jesus kept it as a custom.
iPad 都可以听道理，不用去教会了。
We can also hear the gospel through now.
圣餐礼
iPad also and as to Holy Communion.
圣餐礼是非常重要，是以后我们跟我们以后得救有关系的。
Holy Communion was given to True Jesus Church to teach us that it has everything to do with gaining life in Christ.
还有洗礼
and also baptism.
最宝贝的
water baptism
赦免我们的罪
is the most precious because it washes away our sins
还有在台湾神迹奇事看保险的那个见证看不完的
in True Jesus Church we have so many testimonies of healings and miracles of visions of blood and the water baptisms conducted in True Jesus Church worldwide
还有洗脚礼
and also foot washing
主耶稣就叫我们要去做就有福了
Lord Jesus told us if we do it we will be blessed
这个都是耶稣讲的
all the things
他亲自做过给我们看
have given us this example that we should follow
他的话是安定在天不能动他
and his word is settled in heaven forever it will never be changed
就这样我就开始讲我这个祷告
and so I was explaining about this prayer
我在祷告的时候，因为他们我孩子都不在。
That time my children were not home.
我声音有大一点。
And I was praying loudly.
祷告大家的，用我普通灵眼就一直祷告，一直祷告。
And in a tongue.
一直跟神讲话。
I kept talking to God.
祷告到一段时间的时候。
After praying for some time.
奇怪，我的 圣灵怎么忽然间就不是好像不是这样像我们以前常常这样的很自然的这样
祷告。I felt that my tongue changed.
他就一句一句。
It was speaking certain words.
这个一句一句我不会学。
I don't know how to imitate the sound.
他。
It had five syllables.
每讲这一句以后，他后面会接着一个哈利路亚。
And every time it said this, it would follow by a hallelujah.
再一次就他，这样差不多经过四次或是五次。
And he repeated this.Rhythmic pattern
因为时间很长,
about five times.
所以我的头脑很清楚。
And it was a very long prayer, so I remembered.
我为什么这个语言好像不是地面上的语言。
I know this is not a language of this earth. It's not something I can imitate.
那因为他很安详，也很 peace.
And because I felt peace,
我就顺着他这样讲。
And I
每讲完了以后就哈利路亚。
And so every time I spoke this, I just said hallelujah. And after four or five times,
我就恢复我的圣灵的感, 圣灵的祷告。
I recovered my old way of speaking tongue prayer.
我开始用圣灵祷告的时候,
As I was praying in spirit,
主耶稣就, 的话就进到我里面。
The message of Jesus Christ entered my heart.
我耶和华是你的神, 我是你的神, 我现在就在这里。
I, Jehovah the Lord, is your God, and I am here.I am your God.
耶和华是你的神，我是你的神。
I, Jehovah,
我现在就在这里。
I am your God. I am here, and I'm here right now.
后面这个是现在就在这里。我那时的感受就是，我的事情、教会的事情，他全部都知道。
And when he said I am here, that meant that he knew about my situation and the situation of church.
但是这个他，我还是放在我的心里，一直我自己啦，一直在想这件事情。
But I didn't know what that special tongue that meant, what the meaning of it was.
为什么会有这种他这样？我就一直放在我的心里。
Why did God let me speak such words?
2015的那个联恩会，
希洛坡。2015 spiritual convocation in Hillsboro.
一连串的学生联恩会跟。学生灵恩会跟那个跟我们的成人灵修灵恩会连在一起。
Youth spiritual convocation followed by the spiritual convocation, the whole congregation.
传会就派两位年轻的郭传道来协助圣工。
And two young ministers were sent by GA to come assist.
谢妙过我比较熟，因为他在纽泽新长大。
And
Samuel Guo,
and preacher Samuel Guo was one of them.
还另外一个传道我比较不熟。
And the other preacher I wasn't so familiar with.
星期三的布道会
，and the third night of evangelical service，
我们就吃完饭就来到正堂。
After we came to the chapel after dinner，
我就这样，我坐在后面，我就看过去。
I sat in the back and I looked around。
我就看那个 schedule。
I looked at the schedule。
哎啊，那个布道好像都是这个 Samuel Guo 传道在带领。
I saw that Samuel Guo be leading all the evangelical services。
那我就，因为他以后要当传道，所以我说我这个见证。应该跟他分享，给他更有信心。
Training to be a preacher that time, I said I wanted to share this testimony with him so he would have more faith.
那我去找他，我说我有一个很好的见证想跟你分享。
I said I have a very good testimony I want to share with you.
可是我看你好像很忙。
But it seems you're very busy.
你如果想要听你来找我比较快，十分钟到十五分钟就可以。
If you have 10-15 minutes, come look for me and I'll share with you.
就这样一点，到星期六的晚上吃饱饭以后，他来找我。
Saturday evening, he came to look for me.
星期六晚上是另外一个传道要处理。
And that was another preacher that would be preaching.
他来找我的时候，我就讲刚才我讲的那种哒哒哒。
Explain to him my special tongue in the prayer previously.
后来我还问他说。使徒行传那个方言是要有人翻。
I said that in Acts it seems like the special tongue had to be interpreted.
可是我一直想说这几句到底是那种感觉，一定要有翻，真的没有人翻呐。
But then I said I didn't know.
那我就一直放在心里，就一直想这个一定有东西啊。
I have no one to interpret this tongue to tell me what it means.
那我跟他聊的时候，他也不知道，他说应该要有人翻。
Talk to him, he said he doesn't know either.
那后来就没有答案了。
And so we didn't have any answer.
那续会时间也到了。
And the time for service began.
那我就好了，说好了，那我就要去喝一杯水，就要进去会堂。
And so I went to drink a cup of water and entered in the chapel.
我要走进会堂的时候，哎，这个郭传道他追来了，他追来，我说他要跟我讲。
And so when I went there, all of a sudden, preacher came to me and asked me more clearly.
他说这个他到底是不是他的是他是他的想法不是我。他说他的感觉是不是说我耶和华是你的神，我是你的神，我现在就在这里。
He said, "Oh, is it because it's the words that was spoken to you? I am Jehovah your God. I am your God, and I'm here right now."
那我只是问，我就跟他说，可是他这个这么长啊。
I said, "But it sounded so much longer than the spiritual tongue."
他只有这样。我如果是要比哦，我还认为哈利路亚还比较近。
The length of it doesn't seem to match the interpretation or length of the special tongue. So still, we were both puzzled. So I still kept this in my heart. I went to drink of water. And I sat in a chapel, my usual seat. And I was thinking about this, pondering. As soon as I sat down, I lift up my eyes to the board.
It's
a true Jesus church.
他就那个字就我看上去的时候，那个字就啪的跟我的头脑就啪在一起啊。
And for some reason in Chinese, it's five characters.
我震撼了一下。
Something snapped in my mind. I realized that was the meaning of the special tongue of saying.
那个他就是真耶稣教会。
So the five syllables was
true
Jesus
church. 我就一直喜乐，一直喜乐。
And I became so joyful because
赶快完，我要跟那个共产道说是真耶稣教会。
Finally, I was given the understanding. So I was so joyful. I want to share with Preacher Kuo.
感谢神。
And thank God.
真耶稣教会是神得救的教会。
True Jesus Church is a truly saving church.
得救的教会。
The only true church.
不要离开。
We shall not depart from her.
不要离开真耶稣教会。
Do not depart from
Jesus. 你离开了就没有生命。
If you depart from it, you shall lose your life.
这个教会是神设立的。
Because this church is established by our Lord God.
安定在天。
It is settled in heaven.
所以我们不管怎么软弱哈。
So no matter how weak we are.
我们传道讲的。
As the preacher said.
忍耐到底必然得救。
We need to endure to the end, we'll be saved.
这个事情过以后，我有一个感想。
And after this thing was over, I had a reflection.
第一，为我们的传道长职及负责人代祷。
We need to continue to pray for our workers and preachers.
教会这个是属灵的征战。
Because the church is
actually 是跟魔鬼在征战的。
Continually in a spiritual battle with Satan.
我们的传道人，我们的弟兄姐妹都是人。
And our preachers and our brothers and sisters.
他也需要我们，他们是在前面打仗的。
We're all humans, and the workers especially are in the front line.
很需要我们弟兄姐妹帮助他们。
They really need our prayers to sustain them.
求神加添他们有属灵的智慧。
May God add to their wisdom.
坚定的信仰。
And
坚定的信心
to make solid their faith.
做神的好牧人及好管家
They can be the good housekeeper steward for God.
第二点，为我们的年轻人的婚姻代祷
And a good shepherd of Christ. And we also need to pray for our young brothers and sisters in marriage.
及神给我们的产业
Because they are inheritance from God.
淫乱的世代一直要充足我们这些青年
And this adulterous generation, they want to contaminate our children.
我们求主耶稣帮助他们
We ask God to preserve them.
用神的方法教导他们
and to teach them according to the way of God
自己以身作则
and we need to set by our example
将神给我们的一定要传下去
that we need to pass on the faith that God has given to us
教导他们他们到老就不会偏离
to teach them that they will not stray even when they become old
又将成为是我亚伯拉罕的神以撒的神雅各的神也是我们的神
for we shall want our children
小孩子的神
To have the same faith, just like the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that faith is continuous through all generations.
为我们自己祷告。
Thirdly, to pray for ourselves.
祷告真的是很重要。
Because prayer is so important.
非常的重要。
It's extremely important.
天国是努力的人才能进去的。
Heaven can only be entered
by those who are diligent. 来到教会的时候，不要看人。
So when we come to church, don't look at people.
你如果你的眼睛一直盯在弟兄姐妹的身上，
If you keep watching other people,
你会很无助。
You will feel
很软弱。
Weak, vulnerable.
甚至会灰心
You'll be discouraged.
更严重会跌倒
You might even stumble.
这条路是每一个人都要 去走的
This path is a difficult path everyone must go
through. 不会很平淡的
I also
因为苦难是命定的
Because suffering has been appointed to us.
因为主耶稣爱我们
But God loves us.
给我们受一点苦要我们才会谦卑来 求主耶稣
He gives us suffering so we can draw closer to him.
才能在灵性上心灵上跟神建立好的关系
So that we can build up a close relationship and strong bond with Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们来到教会就是我们自己要为自己祷告
And so when we come to church, we need to pray for our faith.
祷告真的非常重要
Prayer is so important.
祷告是进来这个教会神拣选从祷告来也是要从祷告结束
Vital to our faith, we come in with prayer, we leave with prayer.
对 再来最后一点。
And lastly,
我来谈我如何走出来。
I want to share how I was able.
2016年，我因为我女婿的工作
，to get out of this terrible situation of sin.
所以2016年七月我们就搬到加州。
So we had moved to because my son-in-law had changed his career, so we moved here to California.
天气这么好的地方。
In 2016, such a beautiful weather here.
我最快乐。
I was very joyful.
2016年的厄尔凡教会的灵恩会。
And a spiritual congregation at Irvine.
最后一次祷告。
In the last prayer.
我记得我就跪在这个钢琴的那个角落。
I was kneeling at the corner, right next to the piano.
我在祷告的时候。
And during my prayer.
主耶稣的话就。也奇怪，我的灵里面就是一直敲，要敲醒我这样。
And the word of God seems to want to knock me awake.
一直敲，一直敲，敲醒，要敲醒我。
Kept knocking at me to awaken me.
他说：“你爱你的先生。”
He said, "You love your husband."
爱你的儿女、父母胜过爱我的，不能做我的门徒。
Those who love your family more than me are not worthy of me.
第二句。
And secondly.
我不会将无罪的当作有罪，不会将有罪的当作无罪。
I will not treat those who are sinless as sinful, and I will not treat those who are sinful as sinless.
第三
，Thirdly，
爱是不喜欢不义。
Love does not delight in evil.
他这几句话一直敲在我心里面的时候
，And these words seem to resound in my heart.
我后来在想到说，我以前曾经跟主耶稣祷告过。
And I thought to myself, I once had prayed to Lord Jesus.
我作为人，我就有办法赦免他的罪。
As a human, I can forgive my husband's sins.
你是神，你是爱。
But you, God, you
are love. 难道你没有办法吗
？Why can you not forgive him？
这个是我曾经跟神祷告过。
This is what I used to say to God in prayer.
还有一次
，another time
的祷告
，in another prayer，
我跟主耶稣说，全部的罪都归在我身上。
I said to Lord Jesus, put all his sins on me, blame it on me.
因为我知道你爱我。
Because I know you love me.
哦，我在。这个时候他敲醒我，我就想到
When he said this
我以前就有两次这种祷告
He awoke me These were the things I said and was responding to me
我的罪真的很重
And I felt so heavy
主耶稣这么爱我
Lord Jesus loved me so much
他敲醒我
He was trying to awaken me
我就在森林的深处
And in the deepest part of my spirit
求主耶稣怜悯我的罪
I asked Lord Jesus forgive my sin
赦免我的不知
And my foolishness
我就一直求主怜悯我，我不知道我的罪这么重。
To my have mercy upon my foolishness. I didn't realize how extremely sinful I was.
那时候祷告的时候，那你感觉就是好像得到刚开始得到圣灵的时候那种感觉，所以说就是充满在我的心里面。
Feeling of the fullness of the Spirit in me was just at the same time when I first received the Holy
Spirit. 我灵里面感觉到主耶稣有赦免我。
In spirit, I felt that Lord Jesus forgave me.
我满心非常感谢。
And I was filled with joy.
就因为那一次的祷告。
And gratefulness.
我就真的从苦境、苦难、烦恼一些东西，就真的从那一次祷告，神就这样把我带我走出来。
And through that prayer, I was totally healed of all my wounds, and I was able to walk out scot-free.
感谢神
Thank God.
他的爱真的是长过高深
For his love is truly
他恩待了我的一家
Wide and deep he showed mercy
在我们不知的时候他还是会保护我们
On our family even when we were ignorant he was still protecting us
所以我们有什么事情有什么困难有什么你就来到神的面前敲
So whenever we have trouble we can always come to knock on Jesus' door
神会给你答案的
And God will surely give us an answer
当他给你答案的时候
When he gives you an answer
你听到他的声音的时候
When you hear his voice
你就有那力量
You will have strength
他会加添你能力
He will add to your power
那你就跟神建立更好的关系
And you will be able to build a stronger relationship with God
主耶稣他真的很爱我
Lord Jesus loves me so much
今年我终于有资格参加敬老会
This year's first year I can attendThe elderly fellowship.
就一表说我的生命已经走到最后一段了。
I realize my time is short.
我自己勉励我自己，警醒我自己。
I encourage myself to remain alert.
在有限的生命里。
And watchful in the remaining part of my life.
赶快预备油，警醒自己。
To prepare my oil and to ready His coming.
能够在义中能够见到神。
That I can see Him in His righteousness.
当那日我醒来的时候。
And on that day when I awake.
能见到主耶稣的整体形象。
I can see the beauty of his comeliness.
我就心满意足了。
And my heart shall be satisfied.
真耶稣教会。
True His Church.
哈利路亚。
Hallelujah.
我耶和华是你的神，我是你的神，我现在就在这里。
I, Jehovah, am your God. I am your God. I am here right now.
愿一切荣耀颂赞都归给我们的全能的主。
May all glory and praise be unto our awesome, mighty God.
愿平安、喜乐、健康。赐给我们弟兄姐妹以及我们的朋友。
May peace, joy, and health be upon all our brothers and sisters and their friends.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。
感谢陈姐妹很美好的见证。
We thank Sister Chen for a wonderful testimony.
当然是很不容易啊！神帮助他能够走过艰辛的岁月。
It is not easy for her to have walked through what she went through.
因为每一个人的十字架都是不一样。
Because everyone's cross is different.
有的时候我们也很难去了解别人的十字架。
Sometimes it's hard for us to understand other people's crosses.
可能别人也很难了解我们所背的十字架。
And others have a hard time understanding our cross as well.
因为这个十字架是无形的
，because this cross is invisible，
只有神知道
，only God knows。
所以，我们弟兄姊妹当中，为什么主是要教导我们说要彼此相爱
？And that's why Lord Jesus teaches us to love one another。
真的，我们要彼此的扶持啊，才能够走过这段艰辛的岁月。
We need to support one another so that we can walk out the remaining years。
我们眼睛也一定要注目在主耶稣的身上。
We need to keep our focal point on Lord Jesus Christ.
因为每一个人都是有软弱的。
Because everyone has their weaknesses.
所以我们现在唱一首赞美诗，434首，也是陈姐妹。